You're good to go.
Thanks, Jake. Well, we'll call the meeting to order of the Wildwood Reserve IFD at 11:04 a.m. on December 11th, 2025. I'm going to go ahead and share the agenda. We do want to make one amendment to the agenda, and that would be under number five here to adopt a tentative 2025 amended operating and capital budget and set the public hearing date for public comment on the same with the same date and time. We'd just like to add that amendment to the agenda, and we'll walk through the numbers regarding that amendment during that section of the meeting. Are there any other changes or edits to the agenda? Could I please get a motion to approve?
This is Susan. I move to approve the agenda.
A second? Jeremy, we're not hearing you if you're speaking.
Second.
All in favor?
It's just me and Susan doing the approvals, right?
Correct.
Pardon me. Yes. All right. So with the agenda approved as amended, we'll move into public comment. I don't see any public on the line, but if there is anyone, we'd welcome your comments at this time. Hearing none, moving on to the minutes from our last meeting on June 27th. Those were included in the board meeting packet. If you have any questions about those, Susan or Jeremy, we'd be happy to answer them. If not, we take a motion to approve as presented, please.
I have no questions. I've read through them. I'll move to approve the minutes from the June 27th, 2025 board meeting.
Thank you. And a second?
Approve as well.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. All right, moving on to the tentative budget, I'll pull that up and hand the meeting over to Amanda.
Thank you, I appreciate it. So we have included for the board's consideration the 2026 tentative budget. You'll notice that the general fund includes interest and other revenue of $5,000, offset by total operating expenditures of $54,000, which includes the cost of accounting and finance, an annual audit, district management, insurance, and legal expenses. Those items are funded by ending fund balance and no transfers from a developer or anything else are anticipated on that. After use of those funds, we do anticipate an ending fund balance of just over $100,000 at the end of 2026. We could then go on to the next page, please. You. The district's debt service fund shows special assessment fee revenue and interest and other income for total revenues of $1.15 million. Those revenues are then used to fund the bond principal and interest and relative trustee fees on the debt. My apologies, I'm struggling with my voice here today. We then have components of ending fund balance there based on the debt of capitalized interest at $1.8 million and a debt service reserve of just under $1 million. Those items will decrease as we receive special assessment fee income and pay bond principal and interest. So while there's a decrease from prior year, that's totally anticipated as we move forward with this issuance and relative funding of this project. We could scroll one more page, please. We are then anticipating interest income in our construction fund or capital fund rather of just at $1,500, with general capital outlay budgeted currently at $40,500, which really is simply the use of fund balance. You'll notice that in 2025, we obviously had some draws, which kept that balance where it is. Use of funds allows that to be utilized in 2026. We simply like to ensure that we've allowed for all of that to make sure that we've got the budget as updated as necessary. I know there's a lot of information here. If there are any questions at all, I would be more than happy to answer those.
Thank you, Amanda. I don't have any questions.
With that, do we have a motion to approve?
I move to approve.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
Thank you both. So we've approved the tentative amended 2025 budget and the tentative 2026 budget and set the public hearing for the 19th at 10 a.m. And just, I believe we've got confirmation on attendance there, but just rechecking, Susan, Jeremy, any issues with that date and time for our final approval?
I'm fine with time. That would be 19th on a Thursday at 9 Pacific.
I didn't catch that, Susan. You came in a little broken.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just repeating the time for Jeremy's benefit to see if he could check and see his availability, letting him know that's 9 a.m. Pacific on the 19th.
Yes, 9 a.m. Pacific on the 19th. All right. And I saw Connie Gonzalez from D.A. Davidson joined us. So, hey, welcome, Connie. It's good to see you on the call. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Well, that's all the action items we had for the day. Are there any discussion items or board member items, Susan, Jeremy, you'd like to discuss while we have the staff assembled?
Yeah, I hadn't.
Okay. Well, thank you all for your time this morning. We'll adjourn the meeting here at 11:11 a.m. Jeremy, did you have a comment?
Thank you.
No. All right. Thank you all. Have a great day. We'll talk to you all next week.
Thanks, Shannon. Thanks, everyone.
See you, Zach.
Peace.